All right. So, chat station.
Right.
Where are we doing sex?
Benga, rest. Tonight? Rest, please. Please.
No, it's been a while, and I feel maybe we could, you
Benga,
know.
Benga, you just returned from your awesome weekend.
We could drop it.
I've not forgotten.
The fact that it was a weekend, I didn't do anything.
Now, wow. Sha, Kina Panda. I don't want to look like you. I'm just singing a song. You remember that song, right?
I don't know what you're saying.
No, but it was trending. Like, it was everywhere. Please, Lagos. I mean, even if you're listening to me from anywhere in the world, outside Nigeria, outside Lagos, but you know that song.
Outside,
right?
Earth.
Yeah, this, come on. Outside where?
Outside
when the person
Earth.
Is not Elon Musk. Come on. I think this person. What's his name? A comedian, Chris Clown.
Okay.
Papa Ade and Ade.
Yeah.
Back then, they used to use that sound a lot. Shasha Kinabanda, I don't want to look like you. Ooh. Why are you laughing, though? Why?
Not, I'm listening to you.
Hmm. There are some things I can't say on the radio. Please, check me out on Instagram. I'll be... don't worry. On my page tonight will be twer.
I hope you're not twerking.
No, I'm not twerking. I just said twer. You don't understand. Okay. It's only for people that gossip.
Okay. But I don't.
I'll do twer on Benga's case tonight. Check my story.
No, I'm innocent.
Those things I don't want to say on the radio.
They know I'm innocent.
Especially this song. Shat Kinabat. See, when I sing this song, he laughs. Yeah. I have gist.
They know I'm innocent. Like, you know.
Oh,
even the way Libya. I take the knees, I'd be like, oh, this guy's so soft spoken, you know.
The hobblers.
Let me give him my sister.
Right.
Yeah, I remember last
what
week.
What about your brothers?
Him. For what?
Oh.
Where's Eddie?
Oh.
There? Like, brothers. No. I only teach ladies, even while I was in school.
You need help.
I only teach ladies.
You need help. Anyway, welcome to the chat station. This is the Soul Therapy segment where we discuss heart issues, and here we drop it low. So
we
yes,
drop it low.
I am your radio girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
we a loyal one at that.
Yeah, reminding me on something.
How did you get employed? No, for real, like, who employed you?
They loved it, like,
who
they loved
you?
It.
Who did?
They loved it, like,
Tonight, as always, the show is about you, so be part of the conversation by sharing your thoughts and advice. So, at MePause007 made a tweet. My husband just came back from work by 7 o'clock, had his bath. I served him his food. He rejected it and told me that he wanted to eat fish pepper soup by that time. And I also just came back from work. I told him that it was not possible, that he should wait till tomorrow. Fish pepper soup, something I have to plan, and it takes time. He got upset and called me lazy. In my presence, he picked his phone and called the girl. He put the phone on speaker and he told the girl he wanted fish pepper soup. The girl responded and told him that she will rush to the supermarket now and buy fish. He should start coming. My own husband dressed up and drove out of the house. I was just looking at him in shock as he dressed up, picked his keys and zoomed off. I need to know if I did anything wrong. Do you think I should have gone out to buy fish that night? I just came back from work too after the long traffic. What can I do now? This is the height of disrespect. Oh yeah, charge this. The matter has reached here.
No.
I don't want to talk. Like, I know some people, they already know what I would say, but I don't want to. Let me be the calm Ada tonight and hear you talk. So we're asking, please, oh, according to her, she's asking as well, did she do anything wrong? Was the man asking for too much? Who's at fault here? Like, I want to know. Is it the wife's duty to always cook whatever the husband demands, irrespective of the time? I mean, for once, let me agree with some people. It's a woman's duty to cook. I disagree. No, I'm not pacifying anybody. I disagree. But okay, let's just say, yeah, the wife knows how to cook better. So she takes the responsibility of cooking 365 days in a year. The house. I mean, which is a lot if you ask me. But let's just say she's doing it, right? I mean, for 365 days in a year, she's cooking different meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. And she works. Like, she's working. There is Lagos traffic, Lagos stress, office stress, marital stress, everything. She's back from work. And with the whole stress and tiredness, she makes food only to serve him. And the chairman, the babao, the egbon, the chief.
The godomi god.
Do you understand? Says, I don't want this. I want fish pepper soup. Like, fish pepper soup. And there's no fish in the fridge. No fish anywhere. 7 p.m. She's exhausted after returning from work, after cooking. And there. Oh, you can't make it? He calls a side chick. Babe, I want to eat fish pepper soup. And the other girl now is already expecting urgent 2K from chairman. Ah, don't worry now. I'll rush to the supermarket. I'll make it for you. Start coming. And just like that, it's off.
Well, Ada, I...
Let's not talk. Like,
okay.
Process this information. Think about it. Wear her shoes. Don't think of bottles, though. You never reach bottle. But just wear her shoes. Be that nice, homely African wife. Think about this. And men, please, don't be biased. Be neutral. Think of this as... Well, a therapist. When we get back, we'll discuss this. Prior to the previous show, we're talking about being falsely accused, and I just feel the need that we listen to this song by Akon. Sorry, blame it on me. We'll be right back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Oh, 10 minutes gone past 12. Good morning. Welcome. Have you ever been lied to? Okay. Let's not go there.
I'm but what a lie is this song.
It's a song by Justin Sky. Trust me, this song is a jam.
Yeah, true.
It's amazing. I've just been nodding my head in the studio. True. Just that I don't want to take her off business. I would have called her up for a feature. Like, hey, Justin Sky, let's do something together. But let her have a job.
Rest. Yeah. Rest. Just rest. We are talking about what a lie. You're lying.
I am not lying. I am not lying. Trust me. I would have just hit her up like, hey, Justin Sky, what's up? I just want to give you a verse. And she would have been grateful, but...
And she'll be like, hello, who's this?
Come on.
Like, Ada.
World famous superstar.
Like, what's your name? My name is Ada. Ada.
No, I'm not going to say Ada.
No, life is not
Ada. I'm going to pronounce it like the Americans, Ada. I'll be like, hey, Ada. My name is Ada. Yeah.
Is it that name of a snake? What? What do you say?
Man, guys, time for you to leave.
Like pop Ada, you know.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Please ignore Benga. Ignore him. Benga had a fantastic weekend. So
yeah.
He's not over it. Yeah.
Tell everyone.
I mean, of course. And Ada, don't.
Never leave your secret with Ada. Never. Like, never. Like, it is...
The chat station family members, they know.
Yeah, I know.
They know this. But for this thing you've said, Benga, the video you showed me, did I tell anybody about the video?
Oh, must you even say anything about the video?
Wait. Did I tell anybody?
No.
Exactly.
No.
I've not mentioned this to anyone.
No.
That you showed me a video of you. The video.
Okay.
I did not tell anybody. Did I?
Try.
No, I don't like this.
I'll wait for you to forget.
Benga is sitting
here. As you're going back, I'll wait.
He's telling you not to tell me your secret. I mean, I keep secret. Okay. Benga.
I fail you.
Benga, even that money that you told me, your only that lady that you not pay her. Did I tell anybody?
Ada.
Wait.
Jeez.
Wait.
Okay. Hey, have the floor.
I mean, I've been keeping your business to myself.
Yeah, I know. I know you have. Oh, Jesus. I like,
no, no, no. I don't like this thing you're doing.
Okay.
The last time you told me you were going to lie to Sheriff that you were sick.
Jesus!
You're not going to come to work. I did not tell him. He still doesn't know.
Okay. All right. Can we go over the show?
No, 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 no. You have to apologize to me.
Okay, all right. Ada, I'm sorry.
Better.
I'm sorry. You're the best thing after sliced bread.
And I don't like sliced bread. You can't address
okay,
me.
Okay, you're the best thing after okpa.
No, I like okpa, but no. Come on, that's
local.
Oh,
you eat okpa, really?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm an Enugu babe. Come on, Enugu babe. I do okpa.
To me, okpa is deceptive.
Cold.
Now, do you know why it's deceptive? Because the first time I saw it, I thought it was moi moi. So I was so eager. Oh, let me have a taste. And I said, I was like, it's like poison. Like, it is the truth. It had this awful smell.
You don't know what you're missing.
And some people eat it in the morning. They say it's hard. Yeah. It makes you like.
If I eat okpa in the morning, I might go the whole day without feeling hungry. Especially if I have like two and I step it down with a cold bottle.
But really? No.
Okpa ninu. you just brought out the evil girl in me.
You can't take a lady from the trenches. You can't take the trenches from the lady.
So yeah, there was a day I was with some of my friends. You know these people, they, I just got bags and
yeah, yeah.
They were just like, Oh Lagos is beautiful. They came back to Nigeria. I think it was December.
Okay.
And you know that's cool children about yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah, oh nice. The lights, so designs.
They were filming, they were recording themselves. It was nice, yeah. I was taking them around. My dear, that's how. By the way, we were visiting restaurants, expensive restaurant. Bills on them, not me. So I have to be honest. So one evening we were just taking a walk. That's how I saw okpa. Ha! And I think that lady, she just made it. It was steaming hot.
Really?
Could feel it from the nylon. I looked at them, I looked at myself, I was like, see, I can't pretend though. The lady was going. The lady was like, have you guys tried this before? Like, ew, what's that? Like, calm down. This is something nice, something you should try. Like, ew, no. Then she's walking on the street, it's open, it's exposed, dirt, and as I say, I've been eating this and I've not died.
Say relax.
I'm in Lagos. You don't worry, see, don't feel bad. Me, I actually want to eat this. And I bought, I got like 5 to 200, 1K.
Ada, 5?
Yeah.
Someone else, okay.
What now? I got 5. And we went back to Airbnb.
Five.
Put the rest in the fridge in the morning, microwave. Ah, breakfast served. Oof. Ah.
5.
If I see 10, say bye, goodbye.
No. I think the only thing I eat like that, like I eat lots of it, is spaghetti. I eat spaghetti, like one whole spaghetti. I finish. I don't cook like half.
The only pasta I enjoy is Singapore noodles. Aside that, nothing else.
Yeah, I haven't tried that before.
Maybe you saw the video. That was what I posted that you wrote Tiff.
Oh, really, really?
It's amazing. But it's quite expensive, though.
Yeah, maybe I could get that in the mall or something.
Yeah, you can. Mall? No, I get it from one Chinese restaurant. Just not that expensive, 7.5. But it's very small. With the way you eat, Benga, you need like five portions.
I won't do that one. Because I want to, for me to spend 7,000, 8,000.
It's not even going to satisfy you. I don't eat much, and one is usually not enough for me.
I don't like eating spaghetti when I go to eateries.
Why?
Because you know, feel me now.
That's when I actually like it. That's when they take their time to make it, you know, spicy.
No, because I know how to cook and I'm a good
cook.
You
don't.
All right, so
it's not that pepper soup stew that you made that day. I was eating your stew and then it got to my elbow. You know when you put a spoon of rice inside your mouth and then you just quickly raise your hands up and your tongue is placed on the elbow. You're waiting for the water to drop, so you just lick it.
Oh.
That was what Benga's gave. No. Benga, please don't give me food again.
Ada, you will. No, because I know you. You will call me. I know this week will not pass.
Should I read our DM? No. I'm still good at keeping secret, but should I just read? I need your consent.
Okay.
Should I?
No, don't. Let's.
Every every week.
Let's.
We're not. No, you can't see. I ready for.
Okay,
you.
I played the fifth.
No, even yesterday. Let me not even go far. Let me read our yesterday's chart.
Ada, I played the fifth.
Bribe me. I don't take bribe. No, I don't take bribe. But I'm just saying, like, do the needful.
Ada, I played the fifth.
Benga, today's Tuesday.
Change.
Benga wrote me
change.
Yesterday. Special report. Yeah, yesterday. I was right. So yesterday was my cousin's birthday, Benita. Happy birthday to you, Benita. Long life, good health. By the way, she's very pretty. So I posted her picture, not on my Instagram, but on my WhatsApp. And Benga came. Oh dear, she's beautiful. Benga pass. And he went to my next post. How far? You cook?
Ada, do you know why I asked you? Because I cooked and I wanted to give you, like, did you cook? I was expecting the usual. Oh no, I don't cook. Oh, I don't get light.
I don't get light. But I can't believe we're doing this tonight.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I would help a soul. You know. But Ada, you're reading out, you're getting a different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's talk about this.
No, we're not.
Chai.
We are not.
Okay, Ada.
Benga,
okay, for all my, let me use the word misdemeanor.
Better.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No verse.
Now we're talking.
No verse. Yeah. I agree. My stew no sweet. I agree.
Oh.
Ah, Chai. You will suffer this.
But just try, improve your cooking skills.
Yes, I will.
Stop making pepper soup stew.
I will now. I will.
How person would they leak stew for elbow?
I will.
If I know they carefully, go reach armpits.
I will.
I'll just keep my tongue here and be waiting for it.
I will. Oh Jesus. I'm looking. And like I'm staring at the represent. I'm just staring at the way my, oh my goodness.
Take correction. Cook better. Learn how to cook.
Okay.
You'll not die.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thank you. I see, they're already calling. They want to laugh at you. I know this. Anyway, okay. It's basically what we do on the chat station. Yeah, we talk, we catch crews. The country is hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's relax a bit.
Exactly.
And talk and laugh. Anyway, I don't know why this one is calling because we're not opening the phone line for the topic. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Benga.
Yes.
What did you do to Ada to deserve all this? I've been feeling for you ever since.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what
I was like, what's going on?
Now, I go through this on radio, off radio. Now, there are so many things that
you
can't even...
You know you can be persecuted for this?
I'm telling you.
By who? I have evidence.
There are so many things she can't even see on radio. But she does like off this. Radio.
Please stop it.
Ha.
This is my fellow man you are treating this way.
Ah, Chai.
Chai,
thank you.
You people don't like gist again, Abi.
Thank you.
See, Ben, guys, after you report to human activists.
Thank you. Aha, uh-huh. Yes. False accusation.
It's becoming too much.
Thank you.
Anyways,
good
morning, Sha.
Okay.
Appreciate
you. Thank
you. So, you see, my people, they came to my rescue. They feel like, oh, Benga.
So last...
With soft voice, you know, innocent. Okay. Meow, meow.
Let me take this call. I have a story to share. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good
Hello,
morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ture Mohammed. I call from Lekki.
You're welcome.
Mohammed.
I just listen to you people. I laugh tire. brother, you see why women are not trust women in
you
power?
Don't know they trust them.
Get listen to that now. Over you now. She won't hand you down.
Wait,
finally.
What am I doing wrong now?
No, wow. They apologize. They are begging you. Then you
continue
like.
Won't imagine.
That is exactly where you woman
exactly.
Is on power. No, finish us.
Now, wow.
I feed out feed that plenty time. But yeah, you say you know sweet.
No.
But anyway, thank you so much, Mohammed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
This message says, Uncle Benga, I feel you. You can cook, Joe. So I got to court. And trust me, I'm going to do it. She'll hear from my lawyers. She'll definitely.
Your charge.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
You guys are amazing.
Wait, why are you laughing now? I will not
why
talk
to you. When I gave you tea, now you're bringing him out.
You see?
Wait, you called us you?
It is.
Why are no recorder? This thing was looking like banga. It was all red, though. It was almost like yellow. Even as I was eating, I prayed, though. Let me not lie. I was like, now look the truth.
Yes.
Please, next time, don't give her that tea.
Trust me, no. She will come back. I know her. This
let
week,
her eat her rice.
You see, you know what? This week, they won't have light. I'm very lazy. They will not have light. So she'll call me. Like, Benga, please help.
Wow. Now cry inside the trench.
All right,
my dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
A friend of mine, I made that tweet last week Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He said his house was flooded and stuff. I called him on Sunday to check up on him, only for him to tell me, oh, I'm on my way to the UK. I was like, oh, God, when? That's flooded for every single UK. When he told me his house was flooded, I laughed. No more me now.
Hmm.
I laughed at him. Guess what he said next? You're laughing at me now. You will call me that you don't have light and water. I was like, yeah.
Chai! Ada!
Yeah!
Ada!
They catch me! But yeah, I wanted to share a story before we get into today's topic. Those of you calling, supporting Benga, asking Benga not to give me his pepper soup stew. It's okay, but... What am I coughing? Okay. Ooh. Take a deep breath. Ooh. Yeah, you're good. On Instagram, my DM, Benga and I, 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
Benga told. Why are you laughing?
This message says.
On the, no, maybe we don't need it.
Okay.
We don't for now.
Okay.
On the 13th of May.
Oh, Jesus.
At 3 minutes past 1 a.m. I was on air.
Okay.
It was a Monday morning.
Okay.
Benga wrote me, Big Head, how's the show going? And I was like, go, Josh, should you leave me? Yeah, I have to be honest. Like, I wanted it
okay,
to
during the, my kid brother's the christening.
Benga went, oh, so sorry, family duty. How far did it go? Oh, wait, I'm not done. Nah, dinner be that tonight, though. Okay. And he went on to say, once they break, now to go price for food straight. Lagos. And he will sit here and tell me that I don't know how to cook. Lagos. Please. I know try. So, Benga went to Abeokuta. He could not stop fantasizing about my stew. He bought fufu and traveled down to Lagos. He didn't even get to his house. Benga passed through VI, stopped at my place.
Oh my god!
I can't deal. Okay, I have plenty stories, but
hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Benga, my brother. I feel for you, honestly. I don't, you know, you just remind me of just exactly the way my ex behaved. Why are you doing this to me, Benga? Is that time you just take leave? Leave her there for like 4 weeks.
Go.
So that she will mix you.
I don't know.
No. You know what? Whenever you cook your thing, eat it alone.
Trust me.
There's one of my friends that whenever you ask him if he can cook, he will be like, of course, I can cook very, very well. The only thing is left for you to know if you can eat my food.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook, but when I serve you, if you can eat, Okay, I'm okay with that. But if you cannot eat this, that doesn't mean I cannot cook. So, I don't stop pestering on manga.
What am I doing now?
It's not good. It's not fair.
Let her do it. Let
it's not fair.
So, I should not share stories again, Abby.
Let's have it.
Okay, let me share my own.
No, don't share. This is not a topic. No, no, no. Thank you very much.
I want to touch on the past show.
No, we'll bring another a new one.
Okay. Last caller on this Benga and Adas Chronicle. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Emmanuel, calling from Agbara.
Okay.
Emmanuel, talk to us.
Yeah, first time caller.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, I don't know why my brother is disturbing you now.
Team you.
Oh.
Bros, I bet no disturbance now.
Thank you.
I just called to say hi now. Hello?
Yeah, we're with you.
Hold on, wait. Before you first time anything, you are defending Ada or me?
Of course, Ada.
Yeah, Ada now.
Bless
you. Where you go?
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you.
This one says, baby Ada, with only you alone, I don't need to be hungry. I'll be the one serving you food, Ada baby. It's your baby Samuel. I'm back for you. Leave Benga. I'm here for you. Bye bye.
I've left him.
Can you
imagine?
Imagine they are roasting your fellow guy and you are still defending Ada. Where is the guy code?
One more word, I'll tell them of the video.
Okay, I'm not saying it.
Good to be in charge. I am not manipulative. Far from it.
I'm not
threatening you. I'll be free now. Freedom of speech.
No.
Mega, talk to me. Challenge me.
Freedom of speech. You can't guarantee that one. I said.
Anyway. Benga is my guy.
Yeah. I know before Wednesday. No, let's say before Thursday, you will call me. I know you will call. I trust you. Except I don't. You will call.
If I broke down my business.
Okay. Wednesday, you know you will call.
If I broke down my business.
Okay.
I'm not going to call you.
Okay.
I know how to cook.
Yeah.
I know how to make good stew.
But like no good day.
Anyway.
Okay.
I want to get gas, camp cylinder, whatever, gas cooker. I don't know what
you
they use.
Finish.
For.
The gas
I will
work.
Drive and go on with you.
The gas will work. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about.
The guy is so quiet.
Roasted. Like, hashtag roasted. Oh my God.
I love you. I mean, you're everything. I'll make ekpang koko for you next week.
Don't promise what you can't fulfill.
But I have nails. I don't know who's going to help me grate the watayam. I can't do my nails.
Oh, okay. They use watayam for ekpang koko.
Mm-hmm.
Ikokore is also watayam.
And you don't like it. Don't worry. You have everything. Anyway, I'm not promising. I'm not doing. Anyway, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. You've laughed, Abby. That's the good thing about me. I don't lie.
Yeah, okay.
I tell you things the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
And if I ever go on leave, I'm not around, or when Benga is taking his 6 o'clock news or 7 o'clock news, whenever he's taking his news, whenever he's doing something without me, and he lies, call me. I am a call away. See, I'm just saying. But I still keep your secret, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Totally know. I know.
Okay, let's get to the day's topic. So, at MePoor007 made a tweet. My husband just came back from work by 7 o'clock. Had his bath. I served him his food. He rejected it and told me he wanted to eat fish pepper soup by that time. And I also just came up from work. I told him that it was not possible, that he should wait till tomorrow. Fish pepper soup is something I have to plan and it takes time. He got upset and called me lazy. In my presence, he picked up his phone and called the girl. He put the phone on speaker and he told the girl he wanted fish pepper soup. The girl responded and told him she would rush to the supermarket now and buy fish. he should start coming. My own husband dressed up and drove out of the house. I was just looking at him in shock as he dressed up, picked his keys and zoomed off. I need to know if I did anything wrong. Do you think I should have gone out to buy fish that night? I just came back from work too, after the long traffic. What can I do now? This is the height of disrespect. Please, what do I do? Feel free to drop your comment. Let's talk and discuss. We're asking, did she do anything wrong? Was the man asking for too much? Who is at fault here? And is it the wife's duty to always cook whatever the husband demands, regardless of the time? Like, oh, okay, you're my wife. This is what I want. You should cook it for me.
Okay. Well, Ada, when it comes to time, I think the man actually exhibited that thing I hate so much, or I do not like, entitlement, sense of entitlement. All right, I've done it before, and this was my late ex. I woke her up around 1 a.m. and I said, go and make eba.
Around 1?
Yeah, 1 a.m.
Wow.
And she did.
Eh?
But you know what she did?
What did she
do? When she was done with the eba, she now sat, as I was eating the eba and okra soup, like, she sat in front of me. She was just staring into my eyes. I didn't even send her. I was eating. And she looked at me and said,
Oh, no.
All the guys she's dated, none has ever tried this with me. With her. And I look at her, I'm different. But that was then. I think this was 2014. I won't try that anymore. I can't even try that. All right. But then I was just naughty. Digger. But for that one, as a wife, you should cook what your husband wants to eat. Okay. Don't just cook anything out of let me just cook. Except if it's this kind of person, what would you have for dinner? Anything. Okay, then cook anything. But the point where you wake her up at an odd hour, she went to work, or even though she didn't even go to work, she's been running helter-skelter to sort out the house, manage the house, manage the kids.
She's resting.
Resting, and you now wake up with your big head. And you say, I want fish pepper soup. Are you pregnant?
Even if you're pregnant.
You don't do that. That is the height of insensitivity, callousness. You just wake up and say, because the ancestors say you should take fish pepper soup, and you wake her up. It doesn't make sense. Although, fine. Some pregnant ladies actually do that to their men.
That we understand,
Ada rest. That is what is good for the goose.
Have you ever heard? Let me not say that. I mean, some people.
Okay.
But if a pregnant woman asks for something and you can't give her that, she doesn't call her ex or his side guy to like, okay, make it for me. I'm coming to
your house. Yes, that's why I said the guy was insensitive, horrible. Okay, it is the H in horrible. But it happens when the opposite gender, a lady will wake the man up, go and look for burger at 2 a.m. because that's my craving. That alone, it's a height of insensitivity as well. It's not about craving here. It's just wickedness, basically. Wickedness. But for that man, the man was wicked. Nothing to say about. And it shows that the man does not even love the lady. Because if you love your woman, you won't put her through such nonsense. You wouldn't even do that.
Right. Anyway, let's hear what you have to say. Studio line 0700.
Has a guy ever done that to you?
0700-993-993-993. People like 014-657-190. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Actually, nobody.
Now, Ada, if we were dating, I'll tell you to go and make spaghetti.
I'll sleep.
At 2 a.m.
Tell you.
Babe, I'm talking to you.
Bingo, open the fridge.
Go into the kitchen and make me a big bowl of spaghetti.
Open the fridge.
But because you love me, you'd be like,
nah, come on.
Well,
Actually, God has been so faithful. I have not been meeting men like that.
But really, man, if you know you crave for stuff like that, then go in there and cook.
We have 24-hour restaurants exactly. in Lagos. I'll just tell you the app. Oga, use it now.
Go in there and cook.
Order for it.
It's not a bad thing. Just order, go in there and cook.
Please order for two.
Don't go in there and cook and don't be stupid.
I won't even tell you to cook. I'll just give you the website. Like, see this restaurant, they're open.
Exactly.
Order for two. I'm interested as well.
Yeah, no. No, that's the height of entitlement.
I will sort it out. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wisdom.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome.
I think the man is being so unfair. Honestly, and how will you practically wake up by that time to instruct your wife to make you home? It's not fair now. Not fair. And I think he just wants to use kind of ethic. Hello?
Yeah?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, The man is practically wicked.
Wicked, Abby?
Wicked.
Yeah, it's practically wicked.
Thank you.
So,
thank you for using the right word. All right, thank you so much for calling. It's wrong. Ada, good morning. Fish pepper soup to prepare for him at that late hour. I strongly believe that man doesn't have any more feelings for his wife. I think I agree. Yeah, like, fish pepper soup, and before me you're calling your side babe.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Uche?
This is Uche.
Welcome.
Uche.
Venga.
Welcome.
Good morning.
That man is totally wrong.
Okay.
Totally wrong.
And the woman didn't do anything. She didn't do anything wrong.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, the husband did something.
There's no understanding between them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's no love.
Okay.
The worst is when the man even picked his phone to call the side chick. What is he trying to tell the woman?
I have somebody that's willing to do anything for me.
I'm telling you. Supposing the woman does that, how will he feel?
Exactly.
How will he feel? If he's really a loving husband, if he's coming back from work, nothing stops him from buying the fish. When he comes back, he said, babe, please help make the pursuit for us. Now I want the woman will understand.
Why?
Because both of them are coming back from work.
My point exactly. Why did he not call on his way back from work?
Yeah. Or why didn't he even buy the fish?
Thank
so
you.
That when the woman comes, she'll make it. Instead of waiting for her to come back, you're not telling her to go and buy the fish. Then when she now told you, okay, hold on till tomorrow, you now decided to call your girlfriend. To not tell
her.
It's sort of rubbing it on her face.
Exactly.
So sad.
It's not fair. He didn't do well anyway.
All right, dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Appreciate you.
I mean, he did not do well.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Oga Gwenga, good morning.
Chifo, good morning.
Ada, the man has already told his wife that there is a second wife on the way. He not just ever blame the man. He know what they do. He just wants to search for my house. Takes style. Tell your wife, you don't want to cook now. In my interior, that one not ever say that wickedness. That is on purpose. And for the woman, see, and in this new era, many men, you see that they're ego, cook whatever I like. Especially those ones that is very well to do, that they can slap their fingers, anything they want. So you will not be married to that kind of person as tell that person, many ladies do that mistake and tell the ladies I'm coming back for more. First of all, he will ask you, did they ask you to work? It's your choice, so fulfill your duty. So if he did not, there's, I don't believe that lady that the other call is bicycle. It's the second wife, that is just it. He has already got married to the one, so once he just snap his finger, that one understands. So for the woman, sorry. You should just try. For me, I'll give her advice to start thinking of the next step to take. Start preparing our own personal duty for ourselves and know that it's a loan. It's my own take for the man. If you call it wickedness, that you know, for the man, is the best thing that happened to him. That is it. That is my role.
Okay.
That's my own take.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for calling.
All right, we have some messages here. This one says, all right, good morning, pals. Ada sings Benga Blazy. Singing what?
Yes,
I cite you with respect. Well, according to the storyline that Husby wasn't playing fair, I mean not at all. His heart is just hanging outdoors. Had it been not, he would do try understand at that point that even if it doesn't worth it or merit it, but just because of your sweetheart, which is wife. Moreover, that reveals that he doesn't love, I mean love his wife. What he seeks after, to be precise, is divorce. For him to have done that in the presence of his wife, whoop, I gasp. I mean, he broke. This one pass broke, he pierced heart. In fact, he shattered her heart right there. I mean, at that point, he melted her like wax. That's an act of savage, man. Phenomenon from Lekki.
Okay. Hello? So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Time check. It's 2 minutes gone past 1 o'clock. And this is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Ada Blessing and Benga Oreshagun, your unofficial radio boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And together we're holding it down. We're talking about the man with so much gut, I would say. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
What I have to chip in this morning is she just need to understand something. Maybe she might have done something wrong for the husband to ask her for such huge tax by that night. Or he is just trying to hang out with that lady, just looking for an excuse. That's why he did what he just did that night.
Mm.
So all she needs to do is calm herself down. Think very well.
What's there to think in this situation? It's not like he got angry and left the house. He called the babe, put the call on speaker for her to hear, and then left the house. Wow. If tables were turned, would you be telling the man to calm down and think things through? Think about what?
What I'm trying to say, the man had that side chick on mind before coming home. So he was just saying that so that he knew definitely she won't even do it. He observed her very well. He knew definitely that she won't answer him. That was why he did that, and she didn't. So he used that advantage of she not answering, called the lady, and went out. So that was just that.
So sad. Anyway, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the English like Abraham can get the good taste.
Okay.
Physical like a person.
All right, you're welcome. You want to get to the topic? Hello. Oh dear, Lekon. Do want to call back? I just do hope that you're not calling to tell us about your new song again. I mean, we have a topic. Let's stick to it, okay? 99.3 Nigeria Info. 5 minutes gone past one. Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. Please, ladies, if you were this woman, what would you do? I don't want to say mine now, so it doesn't seem like, oh, Ada, you're always sounding this way, but okay. And I'm also asking, is it the wife's duty to always cook whatever the husband demands, irrespective of the time? Like, this young man returned from work, and instead of eating what was available, was asking for fish pepper soup. And when she complained of being tired and making it subsequently, her back called a side babe, put the call on speaker, asked for her to make him that, and she said, oh, babe, come over. and he left the house like that. I think the lady is even very calm, if you ask me. I think she is. But we'll be taking more calls and WhatsApp messages. I think after we squeeze this one in, we'll go on this quick break. Yeah, we'll get back. Hello.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Vitaly, yeah, Vitaly is calling back.
Okay, welcome back.
Yes. I think there is no respect. So that was all I was here to say. There is no respect. I didn't even respect her that much. She's his wife. He wouldn't have done that for that respect. And I didn't, there is that respect. He wouldn't have asked of it's his wife. It's his wife. He just need to understand. And she too should understand that there is no more respect in the house. So,
wait, what would you advise this lady to do now? If you were to advise her?
Yes.
If you were to advise her, what would you tell her to do now?
That she should just calm herself down and try to talk to him. Just let her just talk to him. It's something that maybe he
she should calm herself down and try to talk to him.
I know she'll be feeling he has messed up. Yes, he did. So then what? You know, it's just something that you can't just walk away.
When you say, hold on. When you say talk to him, what exactly is she going to say to him? Like, how is she going to start the conversation? Babe, what you did yesterday was pretty upsetting, but let's talk.
Yes. What really happened yesterday, I wasn't happy with it at all. But it's something that we can talk about. I'm really sorry for not doing as you said.
Hold on. She should say she's really sorry for not making the pepper soup for him.
Yes.
Wow.
She should. See, at times, to let go of some certain things, that does not mean that actually you can't do it. But you are just trying to show the level of maturity in you. You understand.
It's amazing how the society expects women to, you know, be mature mentally. Huh. Wait, are you married?
I'm not.
Okay. Let's just say you're married and your wife did this. Let's turn the table. Your wife asks for you to do something. Okay, let's say your wife asks for money for something and you're like, "Oh, babe, I don't have the money now. Maybe tomorrow." And she looks at you and she calls a guy that maybe her boyfriend or a sugar daddy or whoever, she calls a person, "I need 2 million naira and then picks up her car key and leaves the house and returns the next day. So you're going to walk up to her and be like, "Baby, I'm sorry, yesterday I could not give you the money, let's talk."
See, if she is my wife, I'm just trying to be honest to you. She is my wife, not a girlfriend.
Your wife, yeah.
You know, before I get into any, before I get married to any other person, I must have concluded within myself that these are certain things I can take. These are things that I can't. So, if you are my wife, I will talk to you. I will talk to you, honestly.
In a nutshell, you talk to her because you obviously can't deal with this. That's it. You see, yours is even worse. Like, you warn her first before they marry you. You tell her, "I see this one, you can't even try it." But now you're expecting this lady to go calmly talk to the King of Kings and apologize. Oh, the one that you're going to marry, let's just say, God forbid, but let's just say this happened to you. That person is not your wife, Abby. You cannot go and apologize for not giving her money. You still apologize for knowing that she went to meet another man. Probably they slept together. And she's back the next morning. "You will not go meet her." "Baby, I'm sorry. Sorry yesterday I could not give you the money. Let's talk things over." Please, let us say things the way they are. Like, please don't.
Okay, let me be frank to you. Let me be frank.
So you've been lying?
Yes. My wife, I don't think if I should get my wife in bed with someone, that is enough for me to chase her out.
Not even that. For your wife to call a man in your presence,
I'm just, trying to tell you, not to talk of she just called. I can't just be assuming that that's what happened. But let me just caught her in the act. I won't send her away. That's just with Alex. I can't.
Okay, what you gonna do?
So I can talk to her. I will talk to her no matter what. We'll get to understand then.
Okay.
Yes.
You get to understand.
Oh. Let her just understand that there is no respect in the house and they should just talk about it. That's all she needs.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And good morning.
Thank you and good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I'm with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know where I call back?
No, tell me.
I never want to call. I call for this purpose of saying he put the phone on speaker, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
For the lady to hear.
Yeah.
That is speaking to a lady, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
He put the phone on speaker for his wife.
Yes, to hear.
To hear that he's speaking to another lady.
Yeah.
He purposely do it now.
Yeah.
You want her to be jealous.
Oh.
You got what I'm saying now? He may not actually mean it. He want her to feel remote of the act she did for the cousin.
Oh, yeah. I feel you. I feel you.
He may not mean it, oh.
Oh, yeah.
So he wants her to feel remorse over the act,
right,
for not doing it. The message he sent her.
Mm. And then he left the house and he did not return.
Did you hear what I just said?
I'm with you.
Uh-huh. So that area you are taking it to, not to that perspective. Oh.
So wait, you're married, hold on. You're married to somebody.
Yeah.
And she's back from work, exhausted.
All right.
She made something for you. It's not like you returned home and there was nothing at all. She cooked, presented it to you, and you're like, no, I want fish pepper soup. She was like, babe, can we do this tomorrow? Like, I am tired. I can't go to the mall to get fish. We don't even have fish at home. And then there he called another girl. I want fish pepper soup. That one, he said, no, I'll make it for you.
I have heard the whole story.
What are you saying?
You see, we don't know what has happened before. Maybe the wife always feel reluctant. Maybe the wife has been doing, though it doesn't work.
And she made something that day.
Wait. Listen to me. I said it doesn't work, but we don't know how far this thing has been going on. We don't know. Maybe he just did it as, let me see how to react.
I am shocked.
He may not be so. That is my own opinion. So maybe she will desist from this act. And say, I'm tired always. Maybe just want to see her.
What if the man desists from coming back from work and asking for something that's not available?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh dear, I think you have to call this back, right? 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. Who do we have here? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio.
You see what people are saying, eh?
What's your name?
My name is Ejima Osemeka.
Okay.
From Apple Estate. I'm one of him.
All right, welcome.
Yeah, what people are saying, let me tell you, women should rise up and be...
Oh, dear. Hello, are you there?
If the women rise up, men should know that women are human beings. Women, they're not born them to come and be a house girl, a house boy to the men.
Mm.
You understand?
Right.
So that man telling the way he behaves to the wife, that man is not a man.
Thank you.
It's not a man at all.
Yes.
You can't help your wife. What sort of woman being are you?
You can't help.
Where are you qualifying your wife
so
to be?
Much.
Eh? You feel the pain. The woman is a woman. It's not a stick. You are a human being like her. How can you tell her she was at what time you are asking her to go and do pepper soup for you? Why can't you do it for her?
Thank
Why
you.
Can't you do it for her? Let me tell you, women should stand.
Thank you.
I know that they are equal with the men. There's something different there.
Ah.
I'm a man. I'm married.
Okay.
I know how I treat my wife.
Hmm.
So it's not... I...
Please, call back. I was enjoying that conversation. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Ada. Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry.
No,
this is Josh. Please, I am so upset at the last two callers before the last.
Mm.
I mean, my stomach...
You have every right. Never,
the last two callers before the last one, my stomach has never churned this much.
Mm.
Like, seriously? Why do men expect... Why do you hold someone to the standard you do not hold yourself? I mean, why do men expect women to take some BS they can't take? And I listened to the other one. I mean, my skin was crawling as I was listening to both of them.
Take it easy, baby.
Please, hello, Ada.
Yeah, I'm here.
Spare us the misery of listening to some sort of calls, please. You don't need to prolong some people. It's like giving consent to stupidity.
Come on.
My
God.
I mean, listen to them.
Josh.
I mean, the other one said, talk to him, say what? I mean, what balderdash? What nonsense?
Mm.
Please, I beg.
Take it easy. Like, let's just flip the table. In all honesty, let me not even say your wife, because some men will straight up arrange for a family meeting and ask for bride price. Let's say girlfriend. Your girlfriend before you asking for money. And you're like, oh babe, I'll give it tomorrow or next week or when I get my salary. And she looks at you, says nothing, pulls out the phone, calls a man, puts it on speaker. Yeah, hello darling, are you home? Yeah, I want to come get $100,000 from you tonight. And the guy, oh okay, sure, come, I'm home. And she leaves your house till the next morning. She's back home. You're going to go meet her. Babe, let's talk about last night. I'm sorry, I was unable to. It's even funny imagining it. Please. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, good morning.
I call back. Oh.
Okay, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good. You don't know why I call back? Look, at the people did not understand my take here. Oh.
Help us.
I did not support the motion or the art of what the man did. I did not support it at all. But I just said maybe because no responsible man would do that. Full phone.
Hmm.
No, put on speaker in presence of your wife.
Do you get?
It is not done now. No responsible man would do such art. But I don't know his reason of doing it. I'm not supporting it. I said maybe he just want to see how
why
she
you
react.
Why are you making a case? Wait. You
will respect
want to
your
see...
family, respect
wait.
Your home.
It's just,
respect
hold on, your hold on. It's just like you saying... Your girlfriend, oh, she's not cheating on you, but she brought home a man, or your wife, she's not cheating on you, but she brought home a man on your matrimonial bed under the duvet, both naked, just to see how you react. What are you saying,
Ada?
Mm.
We respect ourselves very well, husband and wife. I mean, couple respect themselves. You even when you put it, you hide it from her, not her nose, her eyes. It's very wrong. I'm not supporting it. I said, but we don't know what has happened, the reason why.
I don't even know if you're jumping from fire.
I'm not supporting it. It is very wrong. We respect this book. We respect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why he did this. That's why I'm just saying, maybe how long she has been doing that? Maybe just want to start to go to Riyadh. It is very wrong. That is my whole take. I don't know how people are taking it.
Okay.
Did you understand me?
I am with you.
So I'm not supporting it to what man did because no sensible woman.
If you want to
that.
Condemn it, condemn
not even
it.
Your girlfriend.
Come on. If you want to condemn it, condemn it wholeheartedly. Don't say, oh, I condemn it too. But maybe he did it just to get her reaction. Just take that one aside because if you're saying that one, you don't have me. I am not
okay.
In your camp.
All right.
It's all right.
It is not advisable. It's very wrong.
All right.
Very, very wrong.
Now we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. 99.3 Nigeria for 20 minutes, gone past one. Hi, guys. Regarding your subject matter, I think the man is inconsiderate and self-centered. He loves the wife no more. That's the bottom line. The wife should get the message ASAP, as soon as possible. Christopher from Ogba. Thank you, Chris. That's it. The disrespect. It's much. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Good morning. Yeah.
Since the lady sent this message,
she
so she could be given advice.
She made the tweet that
one.
It's viral. It's been viral for the past 3 days.
I'm sorry?
It's been viral for the past 3 days. Like, everybody, they've been talking about it.
Okay, I wish. I thought it was a message sent. She sent to you so she could get advice from the listeners. Mm-hmm. I would have told her, you know what? On a day you're in bed with your husband, just pick up your phone and call another man and say, guy, could you come service me? Could you come give it to me harder or something? And listen out to what he'll say. See, this last caller should please stop calling because I can't even make a head or a tail from anything he had just said. He's just been repetitive and saying the same balderdash. Please.
Calm down.
He should not try to maneuver the story. The story is straight up. If it doesn't have enough scruples or comprehension to understand it's too bad. Please, calling doesn't mean because you have credit on your phone.
No. I have to take you up at this point, okay? Let's not start a fight. But thank you very much. We got your text. We got your message, okay? Please, let's keep it at that. That's why we have topics like this. People have the right to the opinion, okay? Let them express themselves politely, though. There've been an internal issue before now for the man to have done that. Side chicks are always caring and loving until they get what they want. John Paul from Amor. Thank you. The first person that sent this story to me was actually a guy, a friend of mine on Twitter. When he saw it, he copied me. And the first thing I said was, come on, that man's so disrespectful. Who does that? And he's so inconsiderate. She works. She returns. She even cooked. So I was just seeing these things this way. And my friend now asked, so what about the side chick that offered to cook? I mean, some side chicks these days, they work. And I said this. I was like, do you know that side chick is probably doing that because of what she wants at that time? And the guy now asked me, are you trying to say he doesn't give the wife stuff? But it can't be the same. Now, some men, they go out there and tell you, even if I'm with 10 girls, no one takes the place of my wife. My wife is very special. Oh, she's so dear to me. No, she's 001. No matter who I am with, if my wife calls me, I'm still gonna jump up and run back home. Home is home. But I tell you, you see that home that is home. Some, they drop 50,000 naira as the monthly allowance and that's it. They don't care. Or sometimes they care more about the kids and forget that, this person I call my wife, she has needs. And especially if the lady is working. I'm not saying all men act that way, but some, most men, if she's working and they're comfortable, all he does is provide food and takes care of the kids. Wife, maybe once in a while. How many times, you listening, when was the last time you bought wig for your wife or you gave her money for wig? I mean, good wigs are now expensive. We're talking about over 100K, 200, 300. But I tell you, some of these men, they buy wigs for side chicks. And sometimes wives don't demand. Yeah, some wives, they don't. Because they're like, how would I spend 300K on wig? Like, just a wig though. When I have things to do with money at home, I have to stop the kitchen, I have to get toiletries. Oh, my mother-in-law, I have to send her money. Oh, there's this cousin of mine that I'm supposed to send money. Oh, my parents, that. They're like, okay, instead of getting me wig worth 300K, or instead of me getting wig worth 300K, let me just go for that of 45, even if it's not last, even if it's punch, let me just try. Or let me braid. Highest I will spend like 15,000-18,000, or even 10K to take me for a month. Yes, some women are that considerate. But you see side chicks, especially that one that's telling you, oh baby, come, I'll make the fish pepper soup for you. She's going to hold you with that. you're there, she'll tell you, your wife could not do it. I mean, do you know the stress I went through? I had to jump traffic. Went to this mall, there was no fish. I went to the other. I went to like three different places to get this for you. I made this for you. Look at the time. I was supposed, I would have been sleeping, but I kept myself awake for you. And now you're going to feel like she's ruining the whole world. I mean, she's doing something for you, something that your wife could not do. And then, with the way you feel like, oh, you're indebted to her, you owe her some sort of gratitude. That night, after the sex, she will start drawing some invisible signs on your chest with her long nails. Baby, see my hair now? Remember that week I told you off? She's almost selling out. Baby, I have an event, my week, baby. Day and day, you make the transfer of 300k. Yes. So I... And then I'll get a call. And I'm hearing when he's back, she should apologize. That calmed down. Okay, we have another text here that reads, "Hi Ada, it's such a disturbing trend that some men will open their mouth and spew rubbish. Is his house a booker? How will you just get home and ask for pepper soup? Why didn't he buy it on his way home? Thank you. Please, women life matters too." Women life matter too. All right. "How can you disrespect your wife like that? Sadly, they can't take half of the poison they give out to their partners. It'll be from Canada." I agree. They can't.
I'll have less to you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I can hear you.
This is Chinedu on the line.
Welcome. Talk to me. I am good. Benga is fine. He has gone.
Is he there?
No, he has gone.
Okay. I just want to hear your voice now.
Talking about that, where is Mr. Frank Aluluwa Chukudi? Thank you so much for calling, my dear. I am
here.
You
know that I care for you, my love.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Anyway, I just want to greet you, my baby. What up, Uncle Frank?
I've not heard from him today, but I just hope that he's good.
Okay, maybe tomorrow I'll be calling because I just want to do hook up tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
Have you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm just lonely. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, so sorry about that. But I'm here. I'm a radio girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. You are there, but I know that you are there for everyone.
I am here for you.
Tomorrow I'll look up. I know that you will connect me to a better lady.
Hopefully, you get the lady. All right, dear.
Adam, mm-hmm. Adam, mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Soul Therapy on the chat station. Anytime I come back from work, I sometimes feel so tired that I can't even cook for myself. What the heck will make me now marry tomorrow and want my wife to cook for me? Haven't returned from work when I know while I was still single, it was hard for me to even cook for myself. My fellow men, we are humans, and our opposite gender are also humans, not made or cooked. Even slaves are humans and should be respected and treated as humans. Paul from Ayobo. Thank you, Paul. Good morning, Ada. I am Mario. Even if the man was trying to make his wife jealous or something, he was very childish. The man shouldn't feel entitled to his wife making him just anything. He's very disrespectful. 100.
Okay, we have 29 more minutes, and this is a chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Coming up next is a song by Maroon 5. This one is called Sad. Trust me, this situation is so sad and disrespectful. We'll be right back. Well, I stumbled on Twitter, or what someone said to me, yeah, but she made a post on Twitter and it went viral. So many people have been talking about it. And I said to myself, fine, I've seen this, quite interesting and disrespectful. So let me bring it to the chat station. Let's discuss this. So this young man is married, and he has, of course, has a wife, a good wife, I would say, that works as well. That's how he came back from work one day, and she offered him food. Instead of saying, oh baby, thank you, oh I don't want this, don't worry, I'll just sort myself, probably do jongs or something, or just sleep tomorrow, sort myself up, because I really don't want to eat this. Baba said, no, give me fish pepper soup. And madame could not provide that at that hour, because it was 7 p.m. already. He called his girlfriend. Like, hello, are you home? I want to eat fish pepper soup. And the girl was like, oh babe, sure, come over. And he left the house. Maybe I'm not saying it well. Let me read her tweet. My husband just came back from work by 7 o'clock, had his bath, I served him his food. He rejected it and told me that he wanted to eat fish pepper soup by that time. And I also just came back from work. I told him that it was not possible, that he should wait till tomorrow. Fish pepper soup is something I have to plan and it takes time. He got upset and called me lazy. In my presence, he picked up his phone and called the girl. He put the call on speaker and he told the girl he wanted fish pepper soup. The girl responded and told him she was going to rush to the supermarket and get it, that he should start coming. My own husband dressed up and drove out of the house. I was just looking at him in shock, and he dressed up, picked his keys and zoomed off. I need to know if I did anything wrong. Do you think I should have gone out to buy fish that night? I just came back from work too, after the long traffic. What can I do now? This is the height of disrespect. Please, did she do anything wrong? Was the man asking for too much? Which I think so. Who's at fault here? The man that was asking for something else instead of eating what was available, or the lady that was unable to provide for the husband what he wanted at the time? 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Is this Mr. Ali?
Yeah. My name is Ali.
Ages.
Ada Blessing, I miss you all.
Yeah, where did you go to?
I've been around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice hearing from you. You're just making it real. Yeah, she put it on Twitter, like blogs carried it, and it's been everywhere.
I'm sorry, just looking for comments and not the rest of it. But if it is real,
you think so?
I don't really understand that.
Things are happening.
If I call the radio station, a lot of people will think maybe one is saying something to gain favor or whatever. No, your wife. I don't get it. Your wife is your rib. It's the inside of yourself. Then she served you food after a terrible traffic, and then you said, no, this is not what you want. This is not what you want. you want fish pepper soup, you know? And they said, no, I can't get fish pepper soup now. Leave it, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Not only that, this is callous. This is inhuman.
Thank you.
You pick up a call, and then they pick up your phone and call their girlfriend. That means you've been doing this outside. In her presence, you drove out. What is that they're doing in the house? Oh, what is doing there? And now she now say, have I done something wrong? What a disrespect! I mean, what a respectful lady. You say, have I done something wrong? I don't know. I don't really know. I think the man is a little is more tired of the relationship, and it's an organized call, you know, to see if the lady could just purposely leave on her own. I'm tired. He doesn't want to tell the wife that, okay, I'm no longer interested in this marriage. I want to call it a quiz, or I want to, you know, divorce or whatever. And he just organized it. I don't get it. If it is real, I'm sorry, wife. Wow. I don't know. I don't think it's real. But if it's real, what a man. I don't know. So that's my comment. I don't think it should be actionable. If you ask me, if you say I should evaluate it, I will tell you it's not actionable. It's not.
You think so, huh? Some people are like, you don't have an idea.
Do you have that fish in your good room? Do you have good room? Does he have good room in the house? And the fish was ready, available, you know, that the lady should just go in and prepare fish pepper soup. If you want to eat fish pepper soup, why did you call your wife at your place of work and say, darling, this is what I feel like eating this evening. Can you help me prepare this? You came back home and then she got you food. And she's even a working class. She works too. She got the food and then the next thing is, no. You pick up a call. Okay, if you are doing it outside, the lady didn't even know. Okay, now you pick up your phone and call your girlfriend. Do you think that lady will be there for you? As you say, okay, come, darling, I will go and get you the fish pepper soup. At what hour? Is it possible?
I see.
No. Well, if men are like this, I wonder what the lady is still doing in the house.
So sad.
That is such marriage. Thank you, Ada.
It's all right. Thank you so much, Mr. Ali, for calling. Please don't forget us this much, okay?
You don't have a dark room for me. You don't have a hookup for me.
Call on Thursday or Friday.
I want a hookup. Can I not be hookup on the platonic ground?
Wait, hookup for what? Oh, yeah.
Hookup on platonic ground.
Be going. Go and meet your wife. All right, bye. We have just 5 more minutes. Hey, Adam, I am Maxwell, staying in Satellite Town. What are you saying? Okay, the man was very wrong for doing that, and there is no love and understanding in their marriage. And the man used the opportunity to sneak out to go and meet his side chick. My advice to the woman, let her know that her husband does not love her anymore. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, this is Gafar calling from Iju.
All right, you're welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah. Quickly, let me rush into this discussion. Firstly, I want people to understand one thing about this program. This program is for us to, you know, to learn.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to, you know, argue. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. Concerning this particular discussion, at first, I'm not sure this story is real, but even if it is not real, we need to understand that, okay.
I mean, she put it out there.
Man, you said?
She put it out there. I don't think she would come out and say, oh, my husband, when she's single.
No. See, this is my own opinion. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Yeah, this is my own opinion. What I'm trying to say, it is possible it is real. But let's look at it from this angle. The man, fine, what he did is totally wrong. He's only an animal.
that would behave that way. Let's look at it from this angle. What if the lady is a very bad woman that at least is coming back home? What if he poisons the man and kills him?
Wow.
That's another angle. It can happen. Anything can happen when it comes to issues like this. But now, let's look at it from another angle again. Okay, this lady now, she said, okay, she said she can't be separate, so this is that, blah, blah, blah. That is the story she gave us.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know the other side of the story. What I'm thinking is, this man, what he did is totally wrong. Someone said, okay, maybe the advice the person was giving the lady was that, okay, maybe the lady should just pick up the phone in the middle of the night, just call a man, this is that. What if that happens again and the man does something wrong, bad to the lady? Nobody seems to be advising this person. The point is, okay, this man, before this man can do this, my own belief is that there's definitely something wrong in that room. Mm. Number one. If there's nothing wrong in that room, if the man is really sane and not insane, you can't just come home and be like, okay, I want fish pepper soup. And my wife is like, ah, I come to say it today, this is that. And even if you want to do something like that, you can easily just, you know, get angry, walk out of the house, and make the call. But it is obvious the man did it purposely. My own belief, you understand, is that there's actually something wrong in that home. I know women. We know women. Some women, I'm not talking about, you might be different because of your own upbringing. Maybe the woman has been doing stuff like that times without number and the man is tired. But the man, this time around, the way the man reacted was totally wrong. Accepted. You understand what I'm trying to say? It is possible this lady is just coming out now to say, hey, this is that. And she's not giving us the true picture. This is just like a script. She just gave us a little script of what is happening and not telling us everything that is happening. You understand? Mm-hmm. And another point is that this lady wants advice.
Oh, dear. Are you there?
Advice is that the only thing she can do, if truly she's innocent, she should just keep quiet. The silence is the best thing, and she should look for what she did wrong. We can't advise her to leave her home. It's not possible. She does not even know where she's going to.
Oh, dear. Okay, thank you so much. Sadly, I can't take more calls because we have just 20 more seconds to call it a day. But I really do appreciate the calls, the contributions, and of course, you've always been on the other side of the radio. And yeah, thank you so much for listening as well. Well, I stumbled on this story on Twitter. Like I said, someone sent it to me though. And I just felt the need putting this out there. Personally, I'm going to be very honest. If I were to be this lady, a tough one. Definitely, I'm not going to apologize. What did I do wrong? I mean, she already apologized. Like, babe, I'm sorry. I can't make it today. Let me make it tomorrow. But no, what did he do? So, I'll wait when you're back. Yeah, we're going to have a word, but definitely not me apologizing. I'm not even going to pretend. Like, you owe me an apology. What was that for? And if Kerry's not taken, I think this is the beginning of the end of the marriage. I think so. I mean, it's so disrespectful. You're not having what I offered. And to crown it all, you're calling another girl in my presence. Like, what are you trying to prove? You got options? No, please, if you're a married man and you're listening, never do this. It's so disrespectful and heartbreaking. And ladies, if you can't be there for your partner, I think it's not gender based, yeah, but partners should be there. But I'm not saying one should be senseless and be making odd demands or demands at odd hours. Come on. If you're craving for something, common sense should tell you that this thing is not the regular. It can't be home. Buy it and go home. I remember back then, my dad, God bless him. It's now that I am an adult, I'm beginning to understand, okay, my dad obviously had a thing for barbecue chicken. But it's not something you get all the time, like in the house when your partner is not a chef. No, my mom wasn't. But she's an amazing cook.
But I'm just saying, my dad then, he would return home with that. So over time, it was now like a routine, like a habit. You know, we got used to it. But now, looking at it, I think that was a man that had sense. Imagine my dad returning from work 7-8 p.m. asking my mom, oh, how to eat grilled chicken or barbecue chicken. You just have to do it. Eh? When is she going to go look for chicken to buy? Maybe from the supermarket or a live chicken to kill. Take off the feathers. By the way, I think my dad never liked frozen chicken. Live chicken, kill. Take off the feathers. Now, marinated and then properly cooked, then grilled. Whoa. Please, be an understanding partner. You want something, say it on time. You had all day at work. We have WhatsApp. We have phones. Like, call. Put a call across, babe. Can we do fresh fish tonight for dinner? So that when she's driving home, she can stop at the mall, get that. Go home and make it for you. Or after entering the house, you're now asking for it. She should dress up, leave the house, go to the... Please, it's annoying. Like, that's the word. It's annoying. I can't do it. So, she didn't reach out to the chat station. But just for us to learn, let's be considerate. Let's be sensible. Let's behave like human beings, please. And I have a side chick. And throwing it at her face. If tables were turned, he wouldn't have... What am I even saying? Day and day, she's leaving. God bless her soul. She doesn't have savings to probably go sleep at a hotel, rent a house. That's, again, if it's not a woman beater. Like I said, let's respect one another and do unto others what we want them to do unto us. Thank you. Adablessing is my name on Instagram. I am at Adablessing, Adablezy, and we are Nigerian Forever from Lagos. Thank you so much for listening. If you have anything you want to support life on the radio, please send me a DM. All right, tell me about it and we'll discuss that. 4 minutes gone past two. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts followed by The Sunny Side and Morning Crossfire. Do you want to take care of yourself? Stay out of trouble. Be safe. I will keep saying that. Be safe. Okay. Good night.